right. Now, we've got a book club, and we have a book of the month featured every month. And we're looking at the book, Don't Tell a Soul. And we have on the line the author, who is originally from Cleveland, Tiffany L. Warren. Welcome, Tiffany. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Grace. I'm so excited.
Now, we are featuring your book because that's the book everybody has to go out and buy. If you don't already have it, Tiffany is going to tell you why you need to get this book. And she's coming to Cleveland.
I'm coming to Cleveland. I will be there April 20th for a luncheon at my home church, Zion Pentecostal Church of Christ, on 142nd and Harvard. Don't Tell a Soul is the sequel to What a Sister Should Do, which was my first book, and it was set in Cleveland where everything all started for me. So I'm excited to be able to, present this new one to readers 8 years later.
I'm excited as well, Tiffany. It's glad to have you coming back home. You're touring across the country. So we fast forward 8 years later. So here we are in Don't Tell a Soul.
Well, readers will remember the three characters, Pam, Taylor, and Yvonne, and they'll also remember them from the stage play, What a Sister Should Do, that actually debuted in Cleveland at the Allen Theater. Now, 8 years later, you would think that they have grown spiritually, the things that they struggled with in the first book, they shouldn't be struggling with them anymore. But as we know, as Christians, sometimes we get marred in the hand of the potter. So they've got some new issues, a little bit of flashback to the old things they had to put up with. Pam's husband, who made a lot of money in the first book, was one of his musical artists. Well, he's blown the fortune. And
wow.
So now, at this time, Pam's writing career is taking off, but her husband wants her to go back to work and continue supporting the family. So she's got issues with that. She starts reaching out to one of her husband's friends named Logan, and they develop a friendship. Sometimes those platonic friendships that start off that way can sometimes go down the wrong road. So Pam may have some issues with that. Taylor, in the first book, she was the baby mama.
Okay.
She was the woman who was in the church, and she was pregnant out of wedlock, and she kind of had to suffer through that condemnation of being, carrying her child at church and then being a single mom. Well, now she's married. And the father of her child, the biological father, is now out of prison, and he wants to be in her son's life. But the boy is having issues that maybe only his biological father can help him deal with. And then Yvonne, everybody remembers Yvonne from the play because she was severely beaten by her husband in the first story. And so she went through a lot of emotional and physical abuse, but she's come out on the other side. Now she's single, and she's trying to date. And she's never been courted before in her life. Her first husband married her at the age of 19, took her straight up out of her mama's house. And so now she's trying to figure out this whole dating thing as a middle-aged woman and how does celibacy come into play. Finally, there's a new character. Her name is Eva. And she is a former adult film star. And I wanted to show someone who was at the very beginning of their salvation process and how that all works. Eva, she makes a promise to God when she's getting her HIV test results. She's like, Lord, please, if this test is negative, if it comes back negative, I'm going to stop doing these films and I'm gonna go to church. She forgets all about her promises, but God is very faithful and he will remind you.
Right. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And I just think that all of the characters are relatable.
Yes.
And that's why you've got to go get this book, Don't Tell a Soul. And then Tiffany L. Warren will be here in Cleveland April 20th. Now, Tiffany, coming home to C-Town. Now, how can everybody get in touch with you via Twitter, Facebook? Give us your website address.
I am online at www.tiffanylwarren.com. Don't forget the middle initial. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. Both of my pages are /TiffanyLWarren. I'm on Twitter all the time. So if you really want to get me, tweet me. I just love it because I'm one of those people, I'm totally random. So Twitter really fits my personality.
Okay, so how can we go purchase Don't Tell a Soul?
It is available everywhere books are sold. So you'll see it at Barnes & Noble, Walmart, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com if you're an e-reader. And it's available on all e-reading platforms and in paperback.
And how can we join you when you're in town on April 20th?
Okay, so I'm going to be at Zion Pentecostal Church of Christ, and you can go on their website to zionpcc.org to find out more information about the luncheon.
And we can also follow you on Twitter and make sure we stay connected via your website, so then we'll have your tour schedule as well.
Absolutely.
Tiffany L. Warren, pleasure talking to you. Hometown girl, coming back to Cleveland. So I will bring my book in hand to have my book autographed.
I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Tiffany.